Penguin Audio presents Where Good Ideas Come From, The Natural History of Innovation by Stephen Johnson, read by Eric Singer. Introduction. Reef, City, Web. As imagination bodies forth the forms of things unknown, the poet's pen turns them to shapes and gives to airy nothing a local habitation and a name. Shakespeare, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Act 5, Scene 1, lines 14 to 17. Darwin's Paradox. April 4th, 1836. Over the eastern expanse of the Indian Ocean, the reliable northeast winds of monsoon season have begun to give way to the serene days of summer. On the Keeling Islands, two small atolls composed of 27 coral islands 600 miles west of Sumatra, the emerald waters are invitingly placid and warm, their hue enhanced by the brilliant white sand of disintegrated coral. On one stretch of shore, usually guarded by stronger surf, the water is so calm that Charles Darwin wades out under the vast blue sky of the tropics to the edge of the live coral reef that rings the island. For hours he stands and paddles among the crowded pageantry of the reef. 27 years old, 7,000 miles from London, Darwin is on the precipice, standing on an underwater peak, ascending over an unfathomable...